Well, we have, we could start with some, maybe perhaps some introductions, since we have two new members. So, but let's start with you, Amanda, and just kind of your name, what you do for learning and that kind of stuff.
So I'm Amanda Hamilton, I'm a librarian at McKinney ISD, I'm an elementary school librarian, and I've been on the board for several years too. Just love libraries in general, so anyway, that's, I guess, all.
Which school are you?
I'm at McClure Elementary at Ridge End 380, and I've opened a few new schools before. I was librarian in Frisco before that, so. And I have a daughter that just turned one, so we're doing a 1,000 books before kindergarten challenge, and so she's up to like 300 books, so that's exciting. Of course, I'm reading all of them, and she's just playing along.
Very nice, thank you. Mm-hmm. Lauren?
I'm Lauren Smith Carter. I work for a music publisher called Choristers Guild in Dallas, and when I'm not working there, I also teach voice and piano and sing with a few choirs around the area.
Good.
My name is Amber Nita Dozard. I teach locally at a college called Richland College, mm-hmm. but I'm also a resident of McKinney. And I've served on the board for, I think this is my 1 year mm-hmm. anniversary.
Could very well be. Or maybe two even, time flies.
My name's Helen Talley. I am the manager at the Hall Public Library downtown. And I'm sorry, I'm not on the agenda. I've just got a little brief update on something that I wanted to bring up. And I've been with the library for 18 years this October. And just love the library. Love both libraries. I've worked here and at Hall, and I love both of them. And so I'm just glad to be here.
Thank you. I'm Pete Samsuri. I currently chair the board, and I was in the engineering construction business with Shell Oil Company. Retired, spent a few years working for Texas A&M to make the transition until I could begin to hit the dole, known as Social Security, and moved to McKinney to chase grandkids back in 2001. So we've been here for several years. Go ahead, Joy.
I'm Joy Booth. I'm so happy to be a member of the advisory board. By day, I'm a federal employee. I work for the Government Accountability Office, and we do all of the investigations and audits for all the other federal agencies. And by all other hours, I help my husband. We own E.J. Will's Gastro Pub and McKinney Coffee Company here in town. So that keeps us pretty busy. We have a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old, so we are frequent flyers here at the library. And it's just got to be a part of it. Hi, how are you?
Sally, it's the first time I've seen you without a tie. I didn't recognize who you were.
It's a rare occasion. I don't want to take Spencer's seat.
You can take my seat,
Charlie. No,
that's
okay.
I'm sure.
I'll sit back here. Thanks.
Hello, everybody. My name is Mohammed Hassan. First time in Assembly Library. I moved to Texas about 7 years ago from Virginia Beach with my family. And I work on the both in the past in the private sector and the public sector. So now I serve as an exec with the corporate America for the last 5 years. Worked in oil and gas, touched constructions, many things. So I'm very delighted about this because outside of my age of 5, I serve on other boards of directors as well for a couple of organizations, non-profit of them. Mm-hmm. And I enjoy this, so I look forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
New members. I'm Sherry Darvo. I'm retired now. I have been a librarian in a San Antonio Public Library and several school districts. And my husband was in the Air Force, and we got transferred a lot. It was not good to be a librarian. So I got a master's in instructional design and went to work for the government. I worked on developing training for the B-2 stealth bomber and then a whole bunch of other classified programs so I can't talk about. But I'm retired now.
Okay, very good. We have a couple of visitors today. Kevin, you might give us a quick rundown.
My name is Kevin McGavin. I've been attending meetings for more than a decade. And I used to be on the board years and years ago. I'm a school teacher in Plano. I live in McKinney. I live about 4 blocks from the other library. So sometimes I'll walk over.
Good, thank you. Charlie?
Charlie Phillips, McKinney City Council. I'm a liaison to the board. It's nice to be here.
Okay, cool. Well, let's go ahead and get started. We'll accommodate whenever Spencer gets here. First item of business is election of officers. we have a chair and a vice chair. Alicia functions as our recording secretary. We don't do this very formally. I would like to stand for re-election to be the chair again. I'll open the meeting for nominations.
I'd like to nominate Pete to chair the board.
I'll second that.
We have a second. Do we have any other nominations? You have a motion to close the nominations?
Here comes Spencer. Alicia, get in your...
Well, let's start with my apologies.
Sorry.
The traffic out there is kind of bad, but we're blocking off for the...
I promise, that never late.
We have a motion to close nominations?
I move to close
nominations. Motion, second?
Second.
All in favor of closure?
Aye.
Okay. All in favor, I guess I'm reelected as chair. And we do elect a vice chair as well. And that's an important thing. If someone becomes, you know, I know I'm gone generally in the month of September because we go to New England. So we have at least one meeting where folks come in and there's all sorts of things that come up. I have no idea if Joanne is currently our vice chair. Would she like to be?
I did. That's one of the people I was with.
Right.
Making. I'm just going to say Joanne made me late. That's not true. But yes, she did express interest in remaining as vice chair.
Okay. I nominate Joanne.
All right. We have a second.
A second.
Okay. Any other nominations? Motion to close the nominations?
Motion to close.
Second. All in favor of closure?
Aye.
Okay, Joanne will be our vice chair again for the ensuing year. All right, thank you very much. Any consent items to come before the board? I have one administrative issue. The city now has created a feedback. If somebody from the public wishes to make a presentation, there's now a form that we will ask them to fill out. And I'll just pass this down so each of you can take a look at it. In the time that I've been here, I think we've only had one person who wanted to formally make a presentation, and that was very effective, I thought. But now that we were able to capture the vital statistics, if you will, for that particular individual. So that's just from information's sake, and we just kind of pass that around as the meeting goes on. Okay, everyone has had a copy of the an opportunity to look at the minutes. Do we have any comments or corrections to the minutes? All right, I accept the motion to accept the minutes as written.
I make a motion.
Sherry, we have a second. Mohammed, thank you. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Minutes are accepted. Thank you very much.
Can I just have kind of a comment on this?
Yes, by all means.
So just reading it super quickly, there's a typo.
There is a typo?
I'll fix that.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. If I pass it around, I can really read it very carefully, but just caught that.
On the back side?
Okay. It has some instructions, and I saw something about, I think it was members.
Okay.
Yes, I'll find it. Pull it down.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, there might be others too, just a typo, but okay.
All right, time for the reports.
Yeah, so starting with my director's report, I wanted to turn it over to Helen real quick. As part of my director's report, as an update on a previous collection, and just to bring you up where we are on that. So, Helen?
Okay. I just wanted to speak about the local author collection. We now have the policy, the form, everything is online under our policies and procedures. Marcy and I have worked with getting all of the books that we feel have met the qualifications for a local author collection. She has those in her office. She has is going to be putting those in the catalog. We expect that to be hitting the shelves by November. We already have a location in the nonfiction area, which has a number of shelves at the very front, which are open, and we think that's going to be a great location because we've got the space, and it's right there in the front of the collection, and we have a desk right there so people can direct them to the location. So I think about we have about 8 books right now. We've culled that from previous donations and from current. As of right now, they don't particularly have room for John and Judy Gay to have a collection right now. But we do have it listed that when you donate a book that we need 2 copies because we need them at both locations. So we'll figure that out. I'm sure Lisa will figure that out as we maneuver through this. Yeah, once we maneuver through this and where she can have that located. And so very shortly we will have those, and they will be circulating, and people can check them out. They'll be able to see them in the catalog and put holds on them. And they will be out very shortly. And she's already contacted Round Rock, which has Koha, and they have a local author collection. We sort of use them as a benchmark city. And they spoke to Marcy about how they incorporated those into the collection. And so it's a pretty seamless process, and we'll have them ready to go.
And you know, they're not all nonfiction, though, are they?
No. We have, we accept, you know, both nonfiction, fiction. We have guidelines for both. Clearly the nonfiction would be a little bit more stringent than for the fiction, but it's more of what we do consider a local author. And we've already had lots of submissions, and we're ready to go.
Now, is it your neighbor who's a local author? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course, she's written several books.
Yeah, I think she's more than... Talking about
Debbie
Crombie.
Yeah.
But I don't think she would be.
She's kind of goes in a totally different category of the popular authors.
Yeah. Not necessarily, yeah.
Yes.
But every local author.
But would you put her stuff in there?
I mean, we could, but she's so popular, we have her.
She's probably on the threshold where we buy more than one copy for her.
Right, just because. And she's like a standing author, order where we just automatically.
If she publishes something, we get.
Yeah.
I know for background, we had a team. Sorry, no, that's okay. For background, we had a team pull together policies and kind of procedures for creating this collection. We do get a lot of submissions from local authors, but their definition of local is different than our definition of local. Whether they're from Austin, that's not a local author necessarily for our collection. So they developed these procedures, and now as the kind of unveiling of when that's about to happen, and we promised we'd give an update. So,
what is like the social media or PR strategy for getting the word out about this?
Well, for right now, we haven't got them out on the shelf yet. But I first sent out everything to the staff because that's primary importance is that they know when people come in, how to direct them, and that they word of mouth that we start getting that out. But we could certainly give the city,
And Helen's not in the social media area, that would be Gary. But what we've talked about briefly is if they donate in person, photographing them with their book, getting it up on Facebook, highlighting the collection. With our software, you can, they're all static deep links, so you can actually link to that collection with photos so people can be driven directly to their book or to the local author collection. We also partnered with Frisco as a supporting agency for their grant. They actually have a book printing function in their library. So if someone wants to print their own book that's a local author here, we'll send them there and we will. It'll go through the process, but that's a way that they can get it accepted.
Okay, okay. Very good.
Spencer, do we have a written policy for anytime someone wants to complain about a book or
wants
to
draw? Yes, ma'am. We do. There's an online form for them to write the complaint, and it usually goes to me, and then we talk with the selector. The last one we had was the gentleman who wanted to come here, and I think in discussions with him, we were able to, come to an understanding that it's where it is for a reason, and we won't move it into the youth area. But typically, we get 2 or 3 a year, and when I call and talk with them and explain, sometimes it was someone picked it up and said it in the wrong section and they don't realize that that's what happened, but usually through that we're able to resolve those issues. There was one 2 years ago where it was a book for growing bodies for autistic children, and that was in the youth area, but they brought it to our attention. We didn't move that to the adult area just because some of it's very sensitive subject matter.
People are becoming so politically correct. Every day it seems like there's something more you're not supposed to do. Like, hey, you guys.
remarkably, at, when it comes to the collection, people are pretty good about about understanding that. So, thank you, Helen, for that.
Sure.
I asked her to come in and provide that update because I knew it was coming soon. I didn't want you to see them on the shelves before we told you that we had them. Onto my report, this might be duplicate information for you. You got a sneak preview here. This is a year-end wrap-up report, as you know, the city's fiscal year starts on October 1, so it's just a year back in review. That first image on here is our Trello board internal tracking. That's one of our internal tracking boards that we track goals and special to-do lists and our long-range plan as well. As many of you know, last October, we underwent a reorganization of the staff to meet the council goal of providing affordable cultural and arts programs to the city of McKinney. Before, we had our youth services department and a couple of other people who did programs. And what this represents is, and this is out of date with names, but the positions are the same. It's color-coded. Green is outreach, blue is teen, pink is adult, yellow is children's, and the beige is our display teams. So, and that's listed down here on the side. But this puts everyone it's on these sections here. If it's legible through here.
I thought that was still part of the chart.
No.
Okay.
And then our program leadership team that we created with members from all of those teams runs logistics and support for all of those programs. So, we really do. I think in the first year we had one person who did not participate, and that has already been solved. So we are at 100% participation in either programming or displays. If you're downtown, you see Alicia actually works on, there's the witch's hat now, it was the pumpkin, it was, so we're rotating those things with books. So a lot of positive response on those. But with that, if you click over to the if you flip over with some of our numbers, you'll see this is for the system-wide attendance, but we actually had 29 attendees per program, and our adult program attendance was up dramatically in the aggregate, and individually it was up 9% per program. Our youth attendance was up 7% per program, and the reason I break it down per program is we could do 1,000 programs and have one person come to each one and say we had 1,000 people, but that's not value. That's not, you know, that's not a quality program. And then the other numbers here, our visits were actually up, even though we were under construction in our parking lot here for much of the chunk of summer of last year. Our checkouts totaled 3.9 per visitor. That is puts us around 97th percentile in the state of Texas. Last year it was a little higher, but we had fewer visits. So with our programs and things going on increasing, that ratio, it hasn't stayed the same. Our public PC use is up, specifically at Roy and Helen Hall Library, but also staying flat here, with 168 sessions per day. And we have 40 computers downtown and 16 here, so they're pretty well used. And then with the reference questions, those aren't where's the bathroom, you know, what time do you close? Those are actual questions, and we averaged just under 2,000 per employee throughout the year. So we are helping people both find books and others. And then the photos here that you see, those are some of our cultural programs. We do run the Caroling on the Square every Christmas. We had a pitmaster come in doing the I think it was Brisket 101, running through. We do Trivia Night at Tufts, our Meditative Mandala. So this is just a sampling of the different things that we have going on.
So how do you track visits?
The gates actually have sensors in them for both in and out. It's directional. And at Hall, it's both. So on each side, we have two sets. They have other technology that's really interesting. Actually, tracks heads and shows you where they go, but that's number one, invasive, and number two, way more expensive. this does, it's not just the beam gate counter, it is a directional through the security gate.
So we're not going to have to take our glasses off when we walk.
No. Yeah, I saw something today. It was an advertisement for an airline that said you don't need your ID or boarding pass because it's all facial recognition. And I said, I don't think that's making the point you want to make.
In the state of Texas, you think you no longer can have your driver's license photo with your glasses on because it messes up the facial recognition software.
There were also some that wanted to check their driver's license. If you don't have the gold star, you can't fly.
We have no designs on moving in that. And then on the next page, when it comes to cultural and arts activities, I just wanted to highlight some specific ones. In February, for a couple of years in a row now, we've brought out someone to speak for Black History Month. We do Hispanic Heritage Month, the Lunar New Year, Diwali Festival. We have Irish folk concerts, local musicians, there's concerts in the courtyard downtown. Our STEAM programming, including our So You Think You Can Draw, which has remained to be extremely popular. We did our Bob Ross party that we've repeated, which is also extremely popular. Our Polynesian Beach Party, the Autumn Moon Festival, Multilingual Story Time, in addition to our Adult Spelling Bee, which might not be necessarily a multicultural thing, but it is a local cultural thing, with Trivia Night and then the Caroling on the Square. So drawing some of those out, if you look in the middle, that is from the Lunar New Year program. We're very proud of that. I think it was the first time we'd had one here, and we got a lot of positive feedback from attendees that they were proud to be represented in the community. So, and then part of the city's operating vision statement deals with relationships, and as a library, we deal in relationships. And so we just wanted to highlight some of the relationships we've had in partnerships. So obviously Friends of the Library, I mentioned at the council work session, that's kind of like cheating, right? It's like listing your wife as a reference. But we've also partnered with the Are Your Roots, Are Your Veda Wellness Foundation, the Three Rivers Foundation, the Perot Museum, Score Dallas, Carpe Diem Comics, Blackland Prairie Raptor Center, Herd Museum, CASA, and Embrace Texas. And these are groups that provide low-cost or no-cost programming to allow us to really stretch that value. And that's not the places that we just go out and visit. Our outreach is a separate thing because we obviously partner with the Parks Department. And we work with APEX, specifically offering programs with them. But that's a different animal. These are specifically existing foundations or groups that we've reached out to form relationships with. McKinney ISD should be on there as well, but it's more complicated. So as far as the year in review, are there any questions that you didn't ask on there, anything that you didn't see? That was more just trying to get the raw numbers to show you, every month it feels busy. We know that when we're in the buildings that there are a lot of people coming in, and just those numbers to show, yes, it really is that busy. Here and the amount of work that staff does, I'd like to take credit for all those programs. I did one, so I am on that list. But there's a lot of people putting a lot of effort into those, and we're very appreciative of those.
Yeah, very good. Comments, questions?
And then a quick update on the construction here, verbally. If you notice, they are planting the trees on the road that connects. They are also finishing up some sidewalk work and some geothermal well work on the east side of the building there. We plan to start construction further in this side of the building with renovations in January. We don't know yet fully what implications that means to operations. We are committed to being as minimally disruptive as possible. But in the sake of getting everything done in time, trying to figure out how we can make that all work. We're still waiting. Tomorrow we walk through with the fire marshal to go over what our plan is to get there okay, and other steps along the way like that, so we can still maintain operations in this building. They have erected steel on the other side. If you notice, they started putting the roof over. One thing that they have not done yet is the ellipse that's going on the outside of the building. The steel for that is being manufactured right now as we speak. We are still looking at the same finish date, and we are planning June 1st as the week for the grand opening, and that should give us time in between the punch list walkthrough and grand opening to make sure the punch list items are addressed, and we figure out how to use all the new stuff we're going to have. So we don't want to open up and not know how to operate the stadium seating or the stage, things like that.
How about next month? Can we get have Trish come in and give us a formal presentation or something? Is that appropriate?
We can. By that point, we will have a plan, and so we can walk you through that plan also, if you'd like.
Yeah. We have interest in doing that?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can do that. Okay. That's not a problem.
Good. Let's plan on that. All right. Any other comments, questions? Kevin? No? Nope. Want to welcome the new members formally. Yes. Great to have you aboard.
Welcome.
And just because you're the alternate, we'll look forward to seeing you.
Yeah. In you stay one, right?
Right, in you stay one. Very good. No other business, entertain a motion to adjourn. Our next meeting will be on...
November.
We have a nice list here. The number is...
21st.
November the 21st, which is the week before Thanksgiving, on the Thursday downtown.
Yes.
And we alternate meetings here in downtown, unless there's some drive to do something different. But generally, that does stick. Okay, motion to adjourn?
I'm okay.
Make motion to adjourn.
A second.
Okay. You're in good shape, Sherry. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Pardon me.
We're adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.